Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you.
Well, Lord, we thank you right now for sitting on the right hand of God. Thank you for the victory. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Bless this word. Let it go forth, Lord, and let it not return void. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Can't stop praising his name. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the visitation of his spirit in the house on today. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. You know, I don't know if many of you all have been around people that's having a good time, but if there's a person that's in that crowd that's not having a good time, they'll get up and leave. Amen. So that's what the devil did this morning. Amen. He wasn't having a good time, and he wanted us coming in talking and crazy and being backbiting and being mean to one another, but he just had to get up and leave. Why? Because I can't stop praising the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. As we continue our sermon series, we'll try to hurry up and get out your way. We know we have another service to get to. Amen. We'll try to hurry up and move out of your way. The choir is going to have a quick rehearsal after service. So if you have your Bibles, let us go back to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We've been dealing with this chapter for the last few weeks. We're going to try to complete this chapter. Amen. As we expound and walk through the Word of God. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Amen. Amen. Once you have found it, we ask that you would stand to show reverence for God's word. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you. Verse number 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, in contentment, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. We're going to stop right there and we'll finish the rest of the chapter another day, but I just wanted to stop right there. And in today's lesson, my brothers and sisters, we want to deal with verses 4 and 5. And verse 5 having the key of our topic, say, from such turn away. In other translations, it say, have nothing to do with those kinds of people. Amen. Amen. So our topic for today, my brothers and sisters, amen. Amen. We are called out to call them in. Called out to call them in. And, amen. Amen. We are called out to call them in. I'm going to let that sink for a minute. Called out to call them in. Amen. Y'all ever been called out? Amen. Your mama ever call you out? Amen. You acting up? Come on, somebody. Amen. Called out to call them in. My brothers and sisters, week 1, we talked about Are we living in difficult times? That's our theme. That's our sermon series for this month. Are we living in difficult times? And yes, we are living in some difficult times, Brother Barbie. And in week one, we talked about the subtopic, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Because as you look at all of the stuff that's going on around us, it seems like we're getting closer and closer to the end. Are we there yet? Jesus said, no, this is just the beginning of sorrows. Amen. All of the things that we see, it's just the beginning of trouble and sorrows. And so, no, we're not all the way there yet. But you just have to make sure you're ready whenever he comes back. Week two, we said, hallelujah, that we're holding on during the storms. Yes, my brothers and sisters, God is trying to tell us something. Last week and a few weeks ago, we had some storms that came through Middle Tennessee. And some storms have been raging all around us in different states and different countries. Yeah, God is trying to tell us something. And see, the instability of the times and the warnings that are coming, oh, hallelujah, this telling us that we must stay rooted and grounded in God's word. So we're holding on during the storm. Are we living in difficult times? Yes, we are.
Yeah.
But we are needing to hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on during those storms. I remember a song that Douglas Miller wrote. He said, those are storms keep on raging in my life. Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. How many of y'all ever been sitting in your house and all of a sudden it get dark outside in the middle of daytime? Oh yeah, the clouds start rolling in. And I remember my grandmama used to say, get somewhere and sit down, boy, and be quiet. The Lord is doing his work. Oh, come on now. I'm coming to tell you, my brothers and sisters, we ought to hold on and be still during the storm. Yeah, God's got your back. And so this week, my brothers and sisters, as we continue this series, we want to preach on the topic, the text, called out to call them in. Yeah. On this Pentecost Sunday, our message to one another is that we have been called out to be different from the world. If the world can't see your light, or if the world doesn't know that there's something different about your walk, then maybe you haven't truly separated yourself from the world. Oh, come on, somebody. Birds that flock together. What's birds of a feather? What? Oh, come on now. So if the world can't tell your difference, then, oh, come on now. We are called out in order to call them in. Remember, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. That don't mean that we can't associate with them. Come on now. And we got to go to work with them every day. We got to go to school with them. And that don't mean that we can't hang out with them, because even Jesus hung out with the... Y'all come on, talk back to me today. It bothers me how sometimes some church folks say, I don't hang out with them kind of folk. Well, guess what, baby? Oh, hallelujah. Jesus hung out with the... Oh, come on now. Yeah. So that don't mean that we can't hang out with them, but there is a difference between our lifestyles and theirs. Yeah, so in other words, we can all live together, right? We can all get along together, right? Y'all remember what Rodney King said back in the 90s, can we all just get along? Yeah, but where we draw the line in this Christian walk is that we have been called for a greater purpose. Yeah, that's why the Lord has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We've been called out in order to call them in. Yeah, see, to be called out of the world and this worldly realm means that we ought to be sanctified. Somebody say sanctified. Amen. I know we got those different titles. I go to the sanctified church. Well, baby, guess what? I'm sanctified too. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm just going to say it. Y'all know how some folks are. I go down to the sanctified church. Well, guess what? Mount Pleasant, we say to y'all kind of quiet. Y'all scared. Amen. Amen. Y'all scared. Amen. Y'all don't want to talk back to me. That's all right. But we sanctified too. And we have a form. Oh, hallelujah. We've been called out of the world. That's what called out means, to be set aside, to be sanctified, to be holy. For the Lord is holy. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Oh, man, my brothers and sisters, he has called us to help them to be called out of that same darkness and to be called on to the Lord's side. Oh, hallelujah. I remember a song that the Georgia Mass Choir sings. They say, look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. He brought me out of darkness. Come on, he called you out of darkness. Now, Brother John, I'm walking in the light. Yeah, look where God has God brought you. Oh, hallelujah, out of darkness. Can I get a witness in the house today? Yeah, has he been good to you? Has he set you on a solid foundation to stay? Has he been a rock in your life? Oh, yeah, he called us out of that darkness into his marvelous light. So, my brothers and sisters, Paul is instructing Timothy in this book of Timothy. He's instructing Timothy to watch out for these types of behaviors. Look at these behaviors in chapter 3. Come on, somebody. Somebody say behavior. That means how you act. Come on, somebody. That means how you live. Amen. That means how you carry yourself. Amen. Paul is instructing Timothy to watch out for these people. And because if you watch out, sometimes these behaviors can not only affect your community, look at our communities today, but those same behaviors can also infiltrate the church. Yeah, we got to watch out for some of that stuff that we let go on in God's house. See, that's what to be called out means, to be separate. We got to separate ourselves from that kind of behavior. That's why I told you, if you out in the street cutting up like them, how can they tell the difference between, oh, come on now. Sanctified means to be different. You have been set aside. You have been set apart for a great work in order to bring others into the fold of Christianity. Yeah, don't y'all remember what Jesus said? He said, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. See, my brothers and sisters, amen. You can't, amen, I was going to say something. Amen, you can't. I'm going to say it anyway. Can't raise hell Monday through Saturday and then shout and kick shoes off and throw your wig and hat and come on now. You got to look different than the world. See, just like it was hope for them, for you, my brothers and sisters, it's hope for them as well. That's why y'all can't keep me quiet on Sundays, because I know where God has brought me from. That's why you shouldn't be quiet on Sunday, because you know where God has brought you from. Just like the same hope that saved you, that same hope can save them. He set us aside. He's called us apart. He's called us out so that we can call them in. Don't y'all remember what Timothy Wright said? Timothy Wright said, who's on the Lord's side? Yeah. Hallelujah. Then he got good to him. He said, stand up if you're on the Lord's side. He said, come on. Yeah, I'm on the Lord's side. Yeah, see, my brothers and sisters, see, if someone or something helped you find the Lord, somebody out there needs you to help them. Come on, somebody. Help you find the Lord. Let's go down the road, mama and them. Come on now.
They made you get up on Sunday morning. You know you wanted to sleep in on Sunday morning. Oh, yeah. And I remember my mama telling my older brothers, because my older brothers, they went off to college and, you know, they go off to college and they come back home, think they knowing everything. Well, she said, okay, you know I brought you up right. You ain't going to sleep in this house all day on Sunday. If you ain't going to church, you got to get up out of here. Yeah, see, my brothers and sisters, if somebody else helped you, who else helped you? Granny, amen. Who brought you to church for vacation Bible school, deacon so-and-so, amen. Who drove that van around your neighborhood, amen. Or who was in your class that said, come to vacation Bible school with me? Or who was in your circle that said, we got revival going on next week? Somebody did it for you. Now it's time for us to call them in. See, keep on letting your light shine. See, stay in God's word, because 2 Timothy 3:16 reminds us that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. You want to know how to live right? Get in the word of the Lord. Yeah. See, I can't call you out of darkness if I'm still in the dark with you. Uh-oh. Amen. 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 Come on, somebody. Y'all kind of quiet. I'm like Eddie Murphy. Y'all a tough crowd tonight. Amen. See what I'm saying? See, if you in the dark, how you going to help? The scriptures is given by inspiration of God for reproof, for correction. You can't correct nobody if you ain't correct yourself. To call them into this marvelous light. Paul says, Timothy, Paul is telling Timothy, he's also saying to the saints of God, he's talking to you too, Mount Pleasant. He said, don't be like those titles and those names that are listed here. And he ran down the list. He said, those that lovers of themselves, those that are proud, those that are disobedient, don't be like them. You ought to be called out. You ought to be set aside. You ought to look a little different than them. I remember a little song that we used to sing when Sesame Street would come on. They say, one of these things is not like the... Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all watch Sesame Street too, didn't you? Y'all remember that song? See, one of the things that... See, my brothers and sisters, if you look like the world, how can you be different? That's right. I told y'all last week, when we was talking about them gospel concerts, how can we pull the world out of the world if we jiggling and wiggling just like the world? Talk. Amen. Us gospel folk. Amen. We got, amen. Some of them sisters dress so tight you can see their spine. Amen. I'm just, amen. I'm going to leave that alone. We've been called out. We can't be like them. We can't look like them. Like I said, Jesus still associated with them, but they knew it was something different about this man named Jesus. Yeah, so we are called out to be different. We are called out to be set apart so the world can see that we are children of the King. Yeah, be the light in the break room at work. Come on, somebody. Y'all know that's why all the gossip and the cussing and everything go on in the break room at work. Y'all ever walk in the break room and they say, shh, 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 shh. Here come that holy roller. Here come that church goer. Amen. Y'all be quiet. But see, my brothers and sisters, that's your light. Your light, when that light comes in that room, it ought to run darkness away. How many of y'all ever been, oh, hallelujah, we had them storms a few weeks ago. How many of y'all was in the dark? You woke up that Thursday morning and your lights was off. But what did you do in order for you to get to work? What you had to do? You had to light that candle. And watch what happened when you light that candle. It illuminated that whole room. So it only takes a little light. This little light of mine. I'm going... Come on, somebody. See, let that light shine on the basketball court in the hood. Yeah, I know your homies are out there. Yeah, I know your boys are out there. But that's all right. Let your light shine. Because one day somebody's going to need to know that there is a Jesus that cares about them. Yeah, see, you need to be that light even on the cell phone. Amen. 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 I almost slipped and said something right there. Amen. Yeah. That cell phone. Amen. Amen. See, the thing about it is, when you call me, I laugh and play with you and kid, and we'll talk and have a good time. But as soon as you start talking about bringing up somebody's gossip, bringing up somebody's mess, that's when it's time for me to click and say, oh, thank you. Hey, have a good day. Goodbye. See, you can't be a part of that mess. That lets them know that you have been, oh, come on now. You've been called out of darkness into the marvelous, marvelous light. Yeah, see, some people just love to wallow in mess. Just like the pig likes to, come on here, any farmers in here? Amen. I remember my dad had a little mud puddle. He'd run some water in that little puddle, and them pigs just run over there, just flop over in the water. Amen. And some folks, that's how their lifestyle is. They like to be around mess. And, oh, hallelujah. They just wallow all in it. They like to keep stuff going on. God, and Paul is telling Timothy, stay away from them kinds of people.
That's right.
I see some of y'all, amen, even on Facebook, amen. Amen. I ain't gonna put your news in the street, amen. But I see some of y'all commenting and liking all of that mess that other folks put. They tagging you and you tagging them, and you grouping you and you grouping. Amen. Come on, somebody. And if we're called to be separate from the world, we can't do the things that the world does. Amen. Just like the kids in school, you know, they're egging on that fight. You know, they just want to see some mess going on. But God has called us, oh, out of darkness. See, my brothers and sisters, that's why I've been called out, because I'm sold out for the Lord. Yeah, I'm called out and I'm sold out for the Lord. Yeah, amen. I'll hang out with you for a little while, but if you keep on acting like the world, I'm gonna have to, I fare ye well. I'll holler at you. Amen. Deuces. Amen. And I'll holler at you later. See, my brothers and sisters, God has called for us to be different. Yeah, and Paul and Timothy are telling us here today that the world, oh, hallelujah, it hasn't changed a bit. Just like the same thing that was going on back then, it's the same thing, oh, yeah, Brother Moore, that's going on right now. Yeah, some of the same stuff that they're dealing with in the church back then are some of the same things that we're dealing with in the church right now. Yeah, he said, watch out for them people that love themselves. Y'all ever see a person that just love themselves? Yeah, they come in and they got to have the front seat. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Skip all of the mother seats in the back, but they got to come and get up front. And then...
To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen and amen. Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening.
Yes. Good, good. can't describe it. This joy I have, I just can't hide it. Knowing I've got someone who is always there for me. God has never let me down. He's turned all my bad situations around. He's been good, oh so good. I just have to let you know.
In spite of it all, I'll praise your name, Lord, and I'll say,